Our game is in mourning today, and I speak for the whole of the AFL, our clubs, our players, and our staff in passing our deepest sympathies to Phil Walsh's family and friends. The sorrow and distress felt today touches many in our industry, because Phil Walsh gave such a lot to our game. Phil made his debut in 1983, playing for the Collingwood Football Club. He played then for Richmond and for the Brisbane Bears. In different roles, he coached Geelong, Port Adelaide and West Coast. And of course, he was the Adelaide Crows' senior coach. He was a man of boundless energy, enthusiasm and great intelligence. He was part of the AFL family for 32 years. And there are not many words of comfort today for those who feel this terrible loss in these most difficult of circumstances. To his family, we can only say that your loved father and husband is in all our hearts, and whatever support we can offer, we will. To the Adelaide Football Club, the AFL industry is with you, in thoughts and in action today, offering all the support we can. Today, I've spoken with many people in the industry, briefed all our club CEOs and presidents, and the AFL Commission. There've been discussions about the game on Sunday, and even about the round. We have decided that the game on Sunday between Adelaide and Geelong will not go ahead. This is a decision of the competition as a mark of respect to Phil Walsh. And it is our decision because while playing footy can be part of the grieving process, we are strongly of the view that it is not fair to ask the young men at the Adelaide Crows or the Geelong Cats to play in these circumstances. This decision has the support of the clubs and of the Players Association. The premiership points will be split between the two clubs as per the AFL rules. We know that this decision impacts on a lot of people, including supporters and fans, including those who may have travelled or intend to travel. We are working closely with all of our partners on these issues, and the AFL and club websites will keep members and supporters updated on arrangements. The remaining seven games will go ahead from tonight. We know that the usual fun and passion of our game will not be there. We also know that our clubs, members and supporters will gather in a spirit of respectful mourning, in support for the family and friends of a great football man who is loved by so many. I want to finish by again offering the deepest sympathy to the Walsh family. The thoughts of the whole football family are with you today and in the difficult days ahead. Thank you.